This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But it is a football Friday. It's an F-off Friday. And let's see here. I want to do the trucker trailer thing in a bit. I actually, and kudos to Dan Orlovsky, who I thought it was Cam Newton that came up to the truck or trailer comps for quarterbacks. And I wish I would have told somebody. Communication is important in a communications industry. Because I would have loved to pull Dan Orlovsky's answers on some of the quarterbacks that when we went through the trucker trailer game. But, Jake, you watching Happy Gilmore 2 this weekend?
Can I disappoint you for a second, Nick?
You almost always do when we talk about anything that isn't sports, so yes.
I thought you were going to just say movies. You went anything that isn't sports,
well,
so that's hurtful there.
Okay, that was hurtful. Tiger got out of the cage. I was thinking more of just like your food takes.
Yeah, I do have a lot of bad
like you're
food
looking
takes.
I am 25% bacon and you don't like bacon.
Yeah.
I mean
not
that's
at all.
That's a malfunction to the junction within a
barbecue
with,
sauce, steak.
The steak okay. We're on the wrong path. Go ahead and disappoint me in another way.
I haven't seen the first one.
How old are you?
24.
You got a brother who's like 6 years older than you, right?
Eight years older than me, yeah.
Has he seen it?
I think so, but I can't say yes for sure, no.
If he's seen it and didn't hand it down to you, then it's a big brother fail.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
All right, so we're willing to throw your brother under the thing here. So
yeah, I am fully comfortable just throwing my older brother under the bus for that one.
How are you a sports fan? Are you just not a sports fan or like a sports movie guy? You're not an Adam Sandler guy?
No, I'm... Funny enough, I am a sports movie guy and an Adam Sandler guy.
So have you seen the Zohan?
I'm not a golf guy, though, so maybe that's what kind of repelled
me from it. Don't run from the question. Have you seen the Zohan?
Haven't heard of it.
Okay, thank you. Have you seen Jack and Jill?
Yes.
How can you have seen Jack and Jill, which is like top three worst Adam Sandler movies ever? Have you seen Mr. Deeds?
No.
Okay, that was a bad movie, by the way.
Haven't heard of it either.
Have you seen... Oh, my gosh. What are the other... Have you seen Big Daddy?
Yes. Love Big Daddy.
I mean, you really are all over the place here. I am disappointed. You are correct
here. I told you you would be. And I knew if that Happy Gilmore 2 would come up today that I would reveal that I haven't seen the first one, and I knew that would disappoint you.
I just feel like... I mean, you like Grown Ups, don't you?
Yes, I've watched Grown Ups.
Okay, how do you feel about Grown Ups 2?
It's okay.
Okay, that's a good... By the way, that's a nice way of saying that movie stunk.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the first one, but there are some good laughs in that one.
All right. So are you going to watch Happy Gilmore 2?
Well, in order to watch Happy Gilmore 2, I think I have to go back and watch Happy Gilmore 1.
Correct.
Which I want to. Like, even Billy Madison. Haven't seen Billy Madison either.
Okay, well,
I know
okay.
It's very similar,
movies,
right?
At least those two movies are literally the same. I think one was in 95, the other was in 96, somewhere around there.
Right, and aren't they very, like, similar, like, portrayals of Adam Sandler? At least, and I could be totally off.
I mean, he most of his career has been, I'm a man child,
sure.
And I'm, but yeah, I mean, I consider them to be, yeah, okay, I'll give it to you. I don't know why I'm going to argue semantics on what is, I think, is a pretty accurate portrayal. If you never actually have seen the damn thing. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be on my bucket list to go back and watch Happy Gilmore 1 and then watch 2.
What is it with you and Mac? Like, I feel Ooh. Like I am your life, Sherpas.
It is not great to be coupled in with Mac here.
I think you have to be. Because, like, we've given Mac the chore of, like, I need to go see that. And then Mac, who is single, and Mac's got a lot of friends. So I'm not, but Mac's a bit of a homebody like I am. He's also king of ADHD like I am. When I feel like you say it's on your bucket list, and then we're going to have this random conversation a year from now. It's going to be like the where I forgot you hated bacon and steak, and then I just lost my mind. Because every time I hear it, it's like a new cut. It's like a new, like, you just slashed me across the face with a sharp blade. I feel like you and Mac, you're the king of unfulfilled promises when it comes to, I'll watch that.
Mac's a movie guy, too. That surprises me.
I mean, he's got friends who like movies. I don't. Mac says he doesn't have a lot of time. Don't even get me started there. Or started there. 216-474-0092. We did a little bit of this yesterday. I also, by the way, you haven't watched the show Stick yet. JP and I talked about it off air because the finale came out of season one. And I knew he didn't give me a direction, but I could tell by his tone that he wanted to tell me how little he liked the finale. And I figured it had to do something with the golf being played. And sure enough, there's one unrealistic golf moment in the whole show. It is in the last episode, and I immediately knew that's why JP was out on that show. I feel like I have to outsource my friendship on the show to people who actually know good movies and good TV shows. 216-474-0092, though. We do have a few calls here. Phil in Taylor, or maybe it's Phil Taylor, who knows, joining us now. Phil, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show, buddy. Are you making Happy Gilmore 2 a part of your weekend?
Yes.
Have you watched it already?
No, I have not. We're going home tonight. We just got ice cream from Zero's S in Parma.
Nice. Well, listen, that's how you kick off a weekend here. All right, real quick, what you got for us, buddy?
Did you compliment Kevin Stefanski a little bit?
You're darn tootin', I did, Phil. I'm feeling good today.
I am too. Someone give me a word bridge, and I don't know what I'm talking about. But I heard you talk about Kevin Stefanski in a positive light. I had to call in.
Listen, I feel like this is a good moment for us, and I don't want to ruin it by saying anything else I might think about Kevin Stefanski.
I simply
say, enjoy your ice cream and have a great weekend, and let me know what you think about Happy Gilmore 2.
You're a big man. What's your favorite ice cream place?
Oh, you got to understand, I'm from Wadsworth, Bittinger's, and I grew up going there. I take my kids there. That is my favorite. Northeast Ohio Scoops in Seville deserve some love. But can I tell you one? So the best ice cream I've ever had in my life is called Two Scoops. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. If any time you find yourself in Charlotte, it's not healthy ice cream. It's the least healthy ice cream you can have, Phil. But go there just once, then maybe hit a treadmill afterwards because it will get you. But that Two Scoops in Charlotte's the best thing I've ever had in my life.
I can't believe you said treadmill. Good for you.
I know what it is. I just won't ever get on one. Thank you, buddy. Phil and Taylor there. We're going to have Jake go with this. The truck versus trailer conversation. And the definition is a truck is a quarterback that carries the team, and a trailer is when a team has to carry the quarterback. Because Cam Newton said that Jalen Hurts was a trailer. And in fairness, Cam was speaking to last year where Jalen Hurts' passing numbers were down. Overall, he was as little of a part of the offense as they have had in the last 3 years. So specific to last year, Jalen Hurts had to do none of the carrying. I don't want to say none of the, but very little of the carrying as the Eagles won their first championship since 2017. Here's where he's wrong, though, and I want to get your take on this too, Jake. I think Jalen Hurts is a truck Because I've seen in a Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts outplay Patrick Mahomes when it mattered the most, and then the rest of his team let him down. I mean, that if you take another quarterback and put him on that same Eagles team from the first Super Bowl, and that game is a blowout, but yet Jalen Hurts was the only reason they were in that game, and I think it was decided by 3 points. I think that Jalen Hurts, I think at some point we've reached disrespect with Jalen Hurts. I think he's an incredibly talented quarterback who's being penalized because he just plays on a really good team. What about you, Jake?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm shocked that some people think that he is a trailer. I think Jalen Hurts is absolutely a truck for what you just mentioned. He outperformed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. He took his team there and won the Super Bowl. And sure, he has a great defense. Sure, he has weapons. Sure, he has Saquon Barkley, which is a big weapon on that offense. But he was the catalyst of it all and brought his team to the Super Bowl and won it. Of course, he's a truck.
And here's the other thing. He's also been just, like, if you watch him, he's got moments where he's just insanely clutch. Like, he does have so many moments where you're like, you lose that game if not for that play. All right, we're going to move to Dak Prescott. Are you a truck or a trailer guy on Dak Prescott?
Dak's a trailer.
I don't
think he's proven it enough.
This is another quarterback that I have to defend. This is not the only reason. You know that he's like 30 games above 500 in the regular season in his career. He's got like 76 career wins and 46 career losses. Now, in fairness, the only times he's below 500 in his career are when he's had injuries. Like last year, I think he was a 500 quarterback or below 500 quarterback. He missed, seven games. The year he busted his foot, I think they were 2-3. Every year he's been healthy. All this dude has done is put up gigantic numbers. Like, I think he's got like almost 200 career touchdown passes. I don't think he's even into 100 career INTs. He does protect the football. He does make big play after big play. I actually think Dak Prescott to me is the guy that's such a truck that he has elevated consistently putrid head coaches and talent around him. Like, yeah, he had 1 year where he had CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Michael Gallup. Then he didn't have those guys, and he still puts up insane numbers. And, okay, well, I had one in the postseason. How much of that is just on a bad organization? Dak Prescott not being a top 10 quarterback at this point in his career, not being universally accepted as that, or a top 7 quarterback, and I can't believe I'm saying this because at some point I hate saying nice things about the Cowboys because sometimes their fans are a bit crazy. Dak is an elite quarterback. He's not a top 5 quarterback. I'll give you that. He doesn't have the postseason success. That man is a truck. All right, let's go to Justin Herbert. Where do you land on him there?
Yeah, Justin Herbert's a really tough tell. I lean more towards trailer than truck. I mean, he's suffered injuries in the past, of course, but he hasn't really done much in his career. Of course, he's good. I think he's actually better than Dak Prescott, but I still think that Justin Herbert's a trailer.
He is statistically, and now this is where maybe I'm a hypocrite from the Jalen Hurts thing. I think Justin's one of the prettiest passers in the game. I think he throws the ball the way Joe Burrow does. Like, I think when you watching him quarterback, especially with him because he's like, you know, a big-bodied quarterback, is like 6'4", 6'5". He has some of those things that he's got a strong arm. I think he's fun to watch. I think there's a lot of useless calories. The Chargers don't consistently win in the regular season, let alone the postseason. And even statistically, I mean, I don't think he's cracked 30 touchdowns in the last 3 years. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the Chargers have been most successful, meaning like in the regular season, when they've gone away from him throwing and gone into the Jim Harbaugh style of running. So I would say a trailer as well. All right, this one's tough. Baker Mayfield.
This one is really tough, and I've thought about it for a little bit now, and I am as Baker bro as it gets. Mm. You know this, Nick. I still love Baker Mayfield.
I hear a butt coming.
If you ask me who my favorite player in the NFL is, my answer will be Baker Mayfield still, but he's a trailer. I think Baker Mayfield's a trailer. He's a product of his environment. I don't think he is skillful enough to lead his team to the Super Bowl without the weapons that he has around him. Bucky Irving had a tremendous rookie season as a running back. Of course, he has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and now Emeka Egbuka to throw to as well. And I expect him to put up another great season statistically, but I don't think that automatically just makes him a truck.
I think I'm very open to Baker being a truck after last year. And the reason being is, in fairness, in the postseason, he didn't throw a lot. They leaned on Bucky Irvin. They leaned on the run game. They leaned on the defense quite a bit. And he does have. I mean, he's got a fair amount around him in Tampa. But this is a dude who's had like 9 offensive coordinators, I think it is, is it 8 years in the NFL, going on 9 years? He's now done this. He's now put up strong seasons, and last year was an elite season, by the way, statistically, with 3 different offensive play callers in 5 years, 6 seasons. I also think there are a lot of names in Tampa Bay, but like Mike Evans isn't Mike Evans from 5 years ago. Chris Godwin isn't Chris Godwin from 5 years ago. That is a good defense. I don't think it's a great defense. I think one more season like this last year in another good playoff game or two, I think it's time to fully embrace Baker as a truck. And I think what I said about Dak, about if you take him off that team, I think that Cowboys team has a lot of top 5 picks the last couple years. I think you got to say the same thing about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers the last 2 years. With Todd Bowles as a head coach, Dave Canales, who is on nobody's radar. I mean, he's become a head coach maker. Like, he took Dave Canales from who the bleep is that guy to an NFL head coach in 17 games. Then Liam Cohen, who had a nice reputation around football, but the reputation was for, he was spent 1 year in Kentucky as the OC and then went back to L.A. and then he went here and then he went here. He got that dink a head coaching job. You know, I'm going to say it. I think Dan Orlovsky has empowered me. I think Baker Mayfield is a truck. 216-474-0092. Danny in Urbana. We've got plenty to get to. I want you guys to call in alongside Danny. We're playing the game truck or trailers here. Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott. We'll have a few other names and something to prove and something to disprove in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Man, it's okay. All right, I'm from lower. I'm gonna go the Jonathan Peterlin here because he's from North Solon. I'm from Lower Medina County. All right, it's in my DNA. All right, and yet I still don't remember the county that's after Medina County. Special shout out today on a Friday to Saucy Old Mayor, who alerted me that Lucas Nelson is coming to Cleveland this October. So any other fans who maybe saw him at the House of Blues a couple years ago want to make sure to check out that. I would like to point out that earlier today I gave what I thought to be one of my stronger takes in the quarterback situation, in that I think on this show we really get into the the groove of it's going to be Joe Flacco to Shedeur Sanders, and I felt this way for a minute. I probably haven't maybe said this enough. I think the logical way this season goes is it goes Joe Flacco to Dillon Gabriel. It's not what I want. It's not what I think is best for the Browns. And in the end, I think Dillon Gabriel is going to be some iteration of Colt McCoy. And by the way, I actually think Colt McCoy, for those of you who might actually remember Colt and what he was here in Cleveland, I think in the Stefanski offense, the West Coast offense, I think he might have been a functional starter for a short amount of time. I think with a guy like Kevin Stefanski, I think Colt could have been, or could at the very least could have been a much more playable quarterback, even if he wasn't true starter material. So I think on this show, what's most interesting is one of the rookies taking the job week one. What's most likely is Joe Flacco taking the job into one of the rookies. But I think, you know, I know my guy JP is going to want this to be all about Shedeur Sanders. I think they're telling you, I don't want to say sandbagging, but it sure looks like they're doing everything they can to not give that kid a chance to be, to have any impact on this season. And this requires a lot of trust for me not to be like, well, that's dumb, don't do that. On one hand, I don't want them to rush him out there, because you guys know, the one thing I think is tolerated all the time in football, and I think it's the worst thing that happens, we don't talk about it enough, is that teams ruin quarterbacks more than quarterbacks ruin teams. At the same point, that kid is more physically talented than Dillon Gabriel, and I don't think it's particularly close. We're going to get to Danny in Urbana real quick here, but I would like to point out, which was the fictional home of and backdrop for the movie Little Giants, if we don't remember that. However, I would like to point out that I was super excited because I saw Dillon Gabriel walking around. It was like after practice, I'm like, oh, man, he's just getting some extra steps in here. I even asked Jake. I was like, man, we got Dillon Gabriel here. Will you at least confirm he was a similar height of Dillon Gabriel and a similar haircut and complexion?
Yeah, looked a lot like him.
All right. It just turned out to be a short dude with a bit of a tan. So not great by me. I even told myself, I was like, man, if that is Dillon, because I saw him walking away. It was a perceptional thing. I just didn't get the right read on him, right? I was going to be like, ah, if he walks around this building again, I got to get him here, and I'll talk with him about the fact that I've talked about him being a short king, and maybe there's maybe I can salvage my non-existent relationship with Dillon Gabriel after everything I've said and after everything I tweeted when he got drafted, only for it to be just kind of a dude bro staffer. He's got nice calves, though. So I almost gave that to Dillon Gabriel. Danny, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
I wanted to call in to talk about Dillon Gabriel. I see a lot of DTR in Dillon Gabriel. I've watched 9 quarterbacks in the past 2 seasons. My brothers and I are 3-sport athletes. We see the talent in Shedeur. We don't have any faith anymore in the Browns staff and finding a good quarterback. We don't even think if they had a good quarterback, they would know they had a good quarterback. Does that make sense? I mean,
yeah, I think that's a pretty fair assessment.
They thought DTR was going to be something like Purdy. He turned out to be the exact opposite.
Turned out to be not Purdy?
Yeah, well, I mean, he definitely was not a starting quarterback.
That's true.
And now we have Dillon, and I think Dillon was strategically picked to push Shedeur back. I mean, just looking at their face when they drafted Shedeur, it's really bothered my family. I've been a Browns fan. I've rooted for Kozar, and ever since Kozar, we haven't had a stable quarterback. And here we have, you know, the son of a great quarterback who has prepared his kids. And, I mean, we see it plain as day, Shedeur, with all the talent in the world. But why is he fourth on the depth chart? And We have a 5'11 quarterback who mirrors DTR, I think. And I just don't see him excelling in a sport where you have people like Myles Garrett running after him. And I see it ending in disaster. And I think this is going to be our last year rooting for the Browns if they do something like that. If they don't give Shador a chance this year, then we're hanging up our hat. We're just so frustrated. We have a weak receiving core, which means we need a truck. I believe Shador is our only truck. And
The only thing I would say, my guy, is don't lose hope. All right, you never know. This is the best thing about football, whether it's this year, next year. I will give you a lot of the things you said about the Browns quarterback situation. I would definitely agree with. I would just say, you never know when a team can kind of surprise you, when they might find their guy. So hang in there, okay?
Yeah, I've been waiting for 40 years, so I can only hang in so long, if that makes sense.
Oh, you're tougher than that. Come on. I got 50 years for you.
Okay. I just hate to see the season play out and then not to give Shador a chance. It just bothers me to watch YouTube and to hear he's throwing to coaching staff while the other three are getting all the reps. And I just feel like he's being pushed to the back. I feel like Kevin is looking for a Brock Purdy, and his own accolades, I think, are getting in the way of his quarterback selection.
Danny, we got a boogie buddy, but I appreciate you. All right, so there's I agree on the Shador thing. And it's weird for me because in the last couple of weeks here, I found myself progressively in the position of defending Shador. And the truth is, there are things that we don't see that the Browns see, and maybe there are things they've emphasized to Shador. So I can give them the benefit of the doubt or the devil's advocate on this. But I just continue to come back to, I don't want to say that all these four quarterbacks are scrubs, because they're professional quarterbacks. But when you put like where they are in their career, what they've done within recency, the reality, or who they even were in college, like Dylan Gabriel, all of these guys have an honest to goodness, should have an honest to goodness stake in this job. And right now, it appears only three of them are getting a chance. I do not see a difference in Shador, Dylan, Kenny, and Joe. They're like one of those discount stores. Good Lord, I'm losing my words here. The point is, all of them have something against them that preclude them from being looked at as a serious threat in almost any other quarterback room in the NFL. And the idea that the Browns would kind of hold Shador back, and it feels that way. I mean, we point back to Andrew Berry's handling of Shador Sanders and the question about him getting speeding tickets. That's just not smart. And that is, by the way, that is more than what he said about any of the players they've invited into this locker room that have ended up in legal trouble. And I'm talking about serious legal trouble, where there was acts of violence committed. And even, I mean, I'm glad they're getting Shador the reps, but I just don't know there's a more insulting thing you could do to any football player than, hey, we're getting your reps, and why don't you throw to Dwayne, who distributes helmets here. Dwayne, go out there and catch the. We're gonna do a 10-yard out route. Dwayne, do you know that one? All right, let's do that. So there is a part where you're like, okay, what are you punishing this kid for? What are you holding this kid back for? Because the truth is, if you're gonna hold him back, then he shouldn't be here. And I have found myself a few times going back to what Andrew Berry said yesterday. If there are four quarterbacks worthy of being on a roster, yeah, we're going to put them out there. Of course we'll have them. To me, that was a shot at Shador Sanders. And that's where the math isn't mathing. I've watched this kid now today, and I've heard everything that I've heard about him in terms of how he operates on a level of humanity and dignity is true. He is a people person. He is a genuinely thoughtful kid, and it's not an act. Like, I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of what Deion does is an act. I think Deion plays the religion card when it's convenient for him, and which, by the way, I don't love as somebody who actually is religious. There's nothing more personally affronting to me than being fake in your religion or using it as a convenient crutch whenever it suits your ego. I think that way about Deion sometimes. I've watched a lot of press conferences with kid. Again, I don't know he's an NFL quarterback. I think he is. I think he's got the talent to do it. But it's just wild to me that there are three quarterbacks being given a decent chance to win this job, and Shador is being sandbagged or held back. That doesn't feel like the mentality you should have if you're the Browns going into this year. And by the way, it doesn't mean the kid's going to go ahead and take that opportunity. It doesn't mean that kid is going to go ahead and make the most out of every opportunity. But when the opportunities are, you're going to get three passes with guys named Greg from accounting. Oh, and by the way, you were ham-fisted in your response about him getting speeding tickets, no matter how excessive they were. And oh, by the way, we think back to how excited Kevin Stefanski was to draft Dillon Gabriel and how unenthused he appeared to be when they drafted Shador Sanders. I don't care if Jimmy Haslam made you draft him. I tend to think it was an Andrew Berry draft pick, but I don't care. He's here, and if you're not going to treat him seriously like an adult, honestly, it's insulting and it's unbecoming of what the spirit of what this should be. The spirit of this should be best man wins. The only way you figure that out is if everyone gets equal reps, not just three of the four guys you happen to like. That's good. That felt like a very strong there. In case you missed it, coming up in 3 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.